Chapter 11. Things Become Clearer. Mark had never really spent any time in Linda's house before. Linda showed Mark her father's writing room, and Mark understood why Mr. Stevenson chose to come to Penmarron for inspiration. Mark approached the writing desk and stood behind Mr. Stevenson's chair. He looked out of the window at the beautiful view of the Cornish countryside with the blue sea in the distance. It was certainly very inspiring. After a delicious dinner, Mark helped Linda with the dishes, and Linda began to tell him what she thought about the situation at the mansion. "Things are starting to be clearer now, you know," she said confidently. "Julia needed money to restart her career, and Florence didn't want to give it to her. I don't know why. Maybe they weren't very close. Julia gradually sent away the old servants and isolated her sister from the community. Then she found two accomplices, Edward and Cindy. And last month she finally got the opportunity to kill her sister on the deserted beach behind their garden." "But are you sure that it was Mrs. Lansman's body that you found? You never saw her, remember?" Mark said. "I saw the photos of her when she was younger, and she had red curly hair. Who else could it have been? Look, everything makes sense now. We have a victim with red curly hair, a murderer, and a motive. What else do you need?" Linda asked.
"Concrete evidence for the police," Mark said. "They still don't believe there was a body, and everyone thinks Mrs. Lansman is still alive. There are no witnesses, no murder weapon."
Linda started to get angry. "Well, I found her body, and I'm sure Florence Lansman hadn't been dead for very long when I found her."
"So when did the body disappear?" asked Mark. "And how?"
"Maybe Julia was still on the beach and hid when she saw me," said Linda. "When I ran to the police station, she had enough time to get Edward to take away the body."
"Yes, they could have taken the body up those steps from the beach to their garden and kept it in the stables until evening," said Mark. "We saw marks in the ground as if something heavy had been dragged across it. They probably planned to throw the body to the sea as soon as it became dark, which was when we were there."
"Edward and Cindy were Julia's accomplices, and now they've got their rewards, money and good jobs. Cindy didn't know how to serve us the drinks and coffee, remember? She was a terrible maid," said Linda. "I'm sure Julia had been planning this murder for a long time. We know she asked your father to prepare those documents to have access to Florence's money."
"Yes, my father helped her little plan," said Mark. "He won't believe this story when I tell him the truth."
"So she put the body in the big rubbish bag in the evening when it was dark," Linda continued. "She didn't know we saw it because she couldn't see us from the top of the cliffs.
She didn't imagine I would be back on the beach with you."
"You're right," said Mark. "And then Julia just has to play the part of her sister occasionally, so nobody knows that she's missing. And she can get all Florence's money. She's really terrible. But there are two things I don't understand. What about the dead dog and all those papers with signatures?"
"Well, the signatures were Julia's. She had to practice signing her sister's name so that they would look authentic on the documents," said Linda.
"As for the dog, the vicar told us that the dog was very close to Florence. Maybe he didn't like Julia and reacted badly to her. That would look suspicious when Julia played the role of Florence, so they had to get rid of the dog."
"Or maybe the dog got in the way when they murdered Florence," suggested Mark. "I'm sure the dog would try and protect Florence and attack her killers. That's another reason to kill the dog."
"It all makes sense," Linda continued. "But the problem is that we still have absolutely no evidence. There's nobody officially missing. No murder weapon, and there's no other evidence. The body must be in the bag, and it's in the sea. If the police divers could go into the sea, I'm sure they would find the body.
But we can't convince them to send divers without more evidence. We must think of a plan.